This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walillahi 'alan nasi hajjul bayti man istata'a ilayhi sabila. ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are all aware we are in the month of Hajj. The month of Hajj start off immediately after Ramadan. And now we are just about 2.5 weeks away from Hajj. And I felt that we will speak about Hajj. Although some people might say that many of us, we are not going for Hajj. And today, even if you want to go for Hajj, it is so difficult because you have to go into the quota. Do you get a visa? Don't you get a visa? We want to go, but we can't go. But of course, there are a few reasons why I want to make mention of it. The lessons of Hajj are for all time, not only for the Haji and not only for the people going for Hajj. آج ہم حج کے بارے میں اور حج جیسے عظیم عبادت کے چھپے فوائد کے بارے میں کچھ جائزہ لیں گے. اب کوئی سوال پیدا کر سکتے ہیں کہ ہم میں سے بہت سے لوگ حج کے لیے نہیں جا رہے ہیں, تو پھر اس موضوع پر بات کرنے کا کیا فائدہ ہے؟ اس میں بہت سے فائدہ ہے. ایک تو یہ فائدہ ہے کہ جو ہے نا اس کے جو حج کے جو چھپے فوائد ہیں وہ سب کے لیے ہے, اور صرف حج کے دوران نہیں ہے, حج کے بعد بھی ہے. Now one of the things that is there is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a natural inclination and love for of every believer to the Baytullah and Madinah Munawwara. Allah has kept that natural love. Yet Allah ta'ala نے ہمارے دلوں میں حرمین شریفین کی تبھی محبت ڈالی ہے. یہ ایسے چیز ہے کہ ہم اس کو بیان بھی نہیں کر سکتے. اٹس امیزنگ. اللہ ہیز کیپٹ اے نیچرل انکلینیشن اینڈ نیچرل لو فار مکہ مدینہ. یو نو حضرت ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام میڈ دعا ٹو آلمائٹی اللہ, فاجعل افئدۃ من الناس تحوی الیہم, او اللہ ٹرن دا ہارٹس اینڈ انکلائن دا ہارٹس آف پیپل ٹوورڈز مکہ مکرمہ. وین ہی فنش بل ربنا انی اسکنت من ذریتی بواد غیر ذی زرع. When he started and he finished building Makkah with the Kaaba, he said, oh Allah, I came here and I left my wife and children in a barren desert. Koi paane ka nishan nahi, koi khane ka nishan nahi, lekin sirf is liye ke inna baytikal muharram. Ye aapke ghar hai, muqaddas ghar hai. Faj'al afidatan minan nas. Ya Allah, today there is no one here. But Ya Allah, turn the hearts of people towards Makkah Mukarramah. Turn, and here also minan nas, turn some of the people's hearts towards Makkah Mukarrama. Now this is an amazing, because of the dua, people are naturally inclined that even if you haven't gone, or when you go and you come back, you are naturally, you want to see, when can I go back again? Allah has kept that. Also amazingly, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, you know, finished building the Kaaba and the Baytullah, Allah Ta'ala told him, make the call towards Hajj. حج کے اعلان کرو, لوگوں کو حج کی طرف بلاؤ. گو اینڈ کال پیپل فار حج. تو ابراہیم علیہ السلام نے کہا, یا اللہ یہاں پہ تو کوئی نہیں, میں کس کو بلاؤں؟ دیر از نو ون ہیئر, ہو ڈو آئی کال؟ اللہ تعالیٰ سیز, او ابراہیم, یو گیو دا کال, اینڈ وین یو گیو دا کال فار اٹ ٹو گو ٹو ایوری سول از مائی ریسپانسبلٹی. آئی ول سی دیٹ اٹ ول گو ٹو ایوری کال. اینڈ وین ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کال ٹوورڈز پیپل, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ذَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Whoever's takdeer was to go for Hajj, he will come from different valleys and different places. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam ne shayad kaha hoga, he might have said, hayya alal hajj, come towards Hajj. Ulama have said, whichever soul heard it and said labbaik, he will go for Hajj. Isliye that's why when we go for Hajj we say labbaik. Oh Allah, we are present. We are responding to the call of your great Khalil who called us for Hajj. So there is a natural inclination, not only for Hajj, But not only for the Kaaba and Baytullah, but also for Madinah Munawwara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Madinah Munawwara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'al bil madinati dhi'fay ma ja'alta bi makkata min al baraka. Oh Allah, give Medina double blessings than what you give to Makkah Mukarrama. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua once. Ya Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam made baraka for Makkah. And Ya Allah, you accepted his dua. Ya Allah, I'm making dua for Medina. Give baraka to Medina. Huh? So we find that baraka there. Not only Medina, sometimes there are certain things Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said when he came back from Hajjatul Wida. He passed by Jabal Uhud, passed by the Mount of Uhud, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hadihi jabalan yuhibbuna wa nuhibbu." This mountain, we love it and it loves us. Subhanallah. Huh? Not only we love it, the mountain also loves the believers. So we are naturally inclined, even if you don't go for Hajj, we love Makkah and Medina. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it come in one hadith, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come towards Medina, travel anywhere, when he used to come near Medina, he used to tell the camel and the people, go faster, out of love for Medina. So Makkah and Medina, we have a natural love towards Makkah and Medina, even if you don't go. Huh? For Allah Ta'ala take everyone, inshallah. Second reason is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, so Makkah and Medina ki jo hai na wo fitri taur par mohabbat hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam safar se jab wapas tashreef late to Madina Munawwara ki mohabbat ki wajah se apne utni ko tez karte the. Now one of the other reasons is that Allah Taala has kept certain landmarks. Huh? Allah Taala ne kuch nishaniyan rakhi hai. Now when those landmarks we see it, we are naturally inclined towards the greatness and the love for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that is one of the reasons why we think of Allah ta'ala, because Allah has kept certain visible objects. The moment you see it, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Baytullah is one of the greatest objects that Allah ta'ala has kept as a visible object, as a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. The moment you see the Kaaba and Baytullah, you just think of Allah ta'ala. Kitne log hai, how many people you see that they don't have any emotions? They are very difficult. You don't have them, they have emotions. And you find it very difficult to evoke any emotions from them. All of a sudden they go to Makkah, the moment they just see Makkah, it's a square cube building, apparently, outwardly. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and it is coming. The moment they see it, they start crying. Why? Because it reminds you of the greatness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To Allah Ta'ala ne apne azmat aur shan ki akasi ki kuch mujashsham nishaniya is dunya maraki hai. Jisko dekkar Allah Ta'ala ki hebat aur kibriyai dil par tari ho jati hai. Unme se ek Baytullah hai. And then another aspect is, when you are there, the historical aspects that took place comes alive in you. It comes alive in you. One is you read about it, and one all of a sudden you are there and you know, I'm doing this because this happened here. Now you are making Safa Marwa. When you're making tawaf, you think, Ya Allah, I'm making tawaf. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tawaf on the very same place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and the whole history of people made tawaf on the very same place. And then if you go between Safa and Marwa, you say, I know where I'm going. Because Hazrat Hajra, Allah Ta'ala told her, you know, she out of, because Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left her in a barren desert. There was no water, there was no vegetation. Out of concern, she went between the two mountains looking for water, looking for vegetation. This one particular place, she couldn't see Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. She started running. Because I have to get to the next place, because in that two places, I couldn't see Ismail alayhi salam. She couldn't see Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Now when you're running, don't that particular thing comes in your mind. One is you read it. Yahan pe hum par lete hain. Lekin wahan pe jab hum dorte hain, milain akhdarain ke darmiyan, to ye jo hai na wo pure waqia taza ho jati hai. It comes into us. Ya Allah, What particular feeling that woman must have had? Huh? Now when you go for the Jamarat, you're going for the Jamarat, and one is when you are going for the Jamarat, you are pelting the shaitan. Now when you are pelting, we call it the shaitan, it's pelting of the Jamarat, but we call it the pelting of the shaitan. One is your ear, you know about it. हमें पता है कम इसलिए जो है ना जमरात की रमी करते हैं but when you are there and you are pelting now you thinking shaitan came between Allah subhanahu between Allah Ta'ala's command and Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam he wanted to go and slaughter his one and only son he was about to do it shaitan how could he see such a great aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's submission of Allah Ta'ala's command how could he see something like this So what he did was, he came there in front of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam saw him and he pelted him. Jab hum jamarat karte hain, to rami karte hain, to ye waqia humare samne aa jaate hain. So there are certain landmarks that happens there in Makkah. When we see it, it brings the whole aspect. I read someone's bayan, he said, there are two times when the angels became very perturbed. One was the time of Taif, when Nabi Karim s.a.w. was pelted, and Nabi Karim s.a.w. was bruised and battered. Then the angels came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, look at what has happened to your Habib. Allow us to bring the two mountains of Taif together and destroy the people of Taif. Nabi Karim s.a.w. Allah ta'ala said, go and ask Muhammad. If he tells you to destroy it, go and destroy it. And the angels came and they asked Nabi Karim s.a.w. that we see what has happened to you by the people of Taif, give us permission and we will bring the two mountains of Taif together. Nabi Karim s.a.w. said, they have not accepted Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps will give their children the hidayah to accept Islam. And the second time was when Ibrahim alayhi salam was about to be thrown into the fire. Us waqt jo hai na wo malaika jo hai na wo pareshan, Ya Allah, ye khalil ke saath kya ho raha hai? What has happened to your khalil? Go and ask him. Can we go and help him? We take the fire and we throw it back to the people who threw the fire. And Allah Ta'ala said, go and ask him. If he asks you for assistance, give it. But if he don't ask you, don't give it. And they went to tell Ibrahim, oh Ibrahim, give us permission. We will take the fire and throw it back to the people who made the fire. Amma ilayka fala. Oh, from you, we don't want no assistance. Oh, malaika, from you, I want no assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist me if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. So this is the other. Now the other important aspect is the importance of Hajj. Now just imagine this. Two things I would like to make mention. Kahi Quran mein suratul salat nahi hai. Suratul sawm nahi hai. There is no mustaqil and independent surat of salat, of sawm, of zakat. But suratul Hajj. Suratul Hajj. And look at how Allah made salat compulsory, aqimus salat. Allah made zakat compulsory, atuz zakat. Allah made fasting compulsory, kutiba alaykumus siyam. Allah has made fasting compulsory. Hajj ki bari aaye, when Hajj came, how did Allah make it compulsory? Walillahi ala nasi hajjul bayt. Just look at the words. For Allah. For Allah, Allah Ta'ala ke waste, alan nasi, upon people, logo par, hajjul bayt, to make hajj of the baytullah, man istata'a ilayhi sabila, whoever has the means. For Allah, as human beings, you owe it to Allah to make hajj. You owe it to Allah to make hajj. And then look at what Allah Ta'ala says. If you have the means, you don't make hajj. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ If you reject it, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ Allah Ta'ala doesn't worry about you. Allah Ta'ala doesn't care about you. Allah is independent about you. There is no command that Allah Ta'ala has laid so much emphasis upon in terms of the wording. For Allah, upon people, the hajj of Baytullah is a right that you have to fulfill. If you've got the means. And if you don't do it, if you have the means, Allah ko koi parwa nahi. Allah doesn't care about you. This is the importance, my dear respected, with regard to it. And of course, there are certain lessons with regard to Hajj, which are not only for the Haji. It's not only for the Hajj. It is for everyone. Yeah, Hajj, one of the biggest aspects with regard to Hajj, it is an ibadat of love. And love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sirf Hajj ki duran nahi hai. But we learn love through the means of Hajj. Everything in Hajj, my dear respected brothers, it just turns our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just about love. You don't even do it because there is any rational and logical argument. Yes, we are akli cheez hai nahi hai. It is not about akal. You're doing it because Allah Ta'ala's command is there. Main kabhi sochta hu, Hazrat Hajra ran between Safa and Marwa because she couldn't get water. Hum jab Safa aur Marwa ke darmiyan sa'i karte to pani maujood hai. She ran because there was no water. We running, there is water. Every 100 meters there is water. Why are you doing it? Allah Ta'ala ki ahkam hai. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw shaitan, therefore he was pelting. He pelted the Jamalat because he saw shaitan. Are you seeing shaitan? Hum to nahi dekhte. Lekin kyun karte? Ye Allah Ta'ala ke ahkam hai. Kiski wajah se? Kis wajah se? Supurd ki wajah se. Submission of Allah Ta'ala. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are doing it because of command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, perform the hajj the way you see me doing hajj. Pure love for Almighty Allah. There is no intellect, there is no wisdom. There is wisdom, but there is no apparent reason. But you're doing it because Allah Ta'ala's commands. You don't see shaitan, but we're doing it. You don't see Hazrat Hajra ran because there's no water. There is water, you're still running. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are so many beautiful things. When you, for example, you know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was on, you know, when he saw the Hajr al-Aswad, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried there a lot. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, whenever he used to come to Hajr al-Aswad, used to cry. And then Hazrat Umar saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying and he said, Ya Rasulullah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Umar, this is a place where tears are supposed to be shed. This is a place where those are. Hum apne kapre ko nikal kar jo hai na, our normal clothes, we don't wear that. We wear two pieces of cloth. Kyun pehante ho? Kyunki Allah Ta'ala ko pasand hai. Mahbub ko pasand hai. The beloved loves it, therefore you wear it. The beloved loves it, therefore you wear it. And do you know how Allah Ta'ala takes pride with regard to your ihram? When you come on Arafah. Now normally the time you come to Arafah, you already one day, you know, you are already tired, you are disheveled, your hair is full of dust. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person comes to Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Oh my malaika, unzuru ila zuwari bayti, kajja'uni shu'than hubara. Oh my malaika, look at the people who have come to my house. They have come shu'than hubara. They are full of dust. They are full of dust. Yahan pe koi dust hamare kapre ke upar ho, there is some dust, take it off, go and change it, wear another shirt, wear another kurta. Wahan pe you got more dust, Allah Ta'ala loves it. Kujja'uni shu'than hubara. Unzuru ila zuwari bayti, kujja'uni shu'than hubara. Malaika mere bande ko dekho, they have come in, just two pieces of cloth, they are full of dust, they are tired. What is the reward for such people? Ja, maine unko jo hai na maaf kar di. Go, I have forgiven them. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I never saw a day in which shaitan was more humble. He was more disgraced. He is more humiliated than the day of Arafah when he sees the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Hajj, my dear respected brothers, has many, many benefits. One is, it teaches us love for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It teaches us submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I would like to make mention of one very important point. Everyone must yearn to go to Makkah and Medina. Har ek jo log haj pe nahi ja rahe ya kuch mushkilat ki wajah se nahi ja sakte, apne dil mein uski tarap rakhe. They must yearn to go to Makkah, Medina. We all yearn, inshallah. Say inshallah. You know, there's one beautiful hadith. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said that he went in jihad. I think it was most likely the battle of Tabuk. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, you know, you are going in this jihad. Ma salakna fajjaw wala wadiyan. You do not cross any valley, any mountain. But there are people in Medina who are getting the same reward. إلا وهم معنا حبسهم العذر. وہ عذر کی وجہ سے نہیں جا سکتے, عذر کی وجہ سے نہیں جا سکتے, لیکن ان کو وہی ثواب مل رہا ہے جو آپ کو مل رہا ہے. سو ایون اف یو ڈونٹ گو بٹ اف یو گٹ اے سرٹن ڈگری آف یرننگ فار اٹ, اللہ ول گیو یو دی ریوارڈ فار حج عمرہ انشاءاللہ. انشاءاللہ کو بھائی, ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے. وی ہیو ناٹ سین نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ہم نے شاید ہو سکتا ہے کہ جو ہے نا مکہ مدینہ نہیں دیکھا ہوگا, لیکن اس کی تصویر سینے میں ہے. ہاں, اس کی طرف کی وجہ سے انشاءاللہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ان کی وجہ. دیر آر مینی پیپل ہو کین گو بیکاز آف سرکمسٹینسز, اللہ تعالیٰ ٹیک ایوری واٹ انشاءاللہ. Those who can't go, keep the yearning. Inshallah, one day Allah will make it a reality. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of learning from the lessons of Hajj. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.